Hey, man, service can help you.
Good morning, Joshua.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department. How are you today?
All right.
Is this a good time to speak with you regarding the opportunity?
Sure. I was just interested in getting some information about it. I've seen it on there. I'd never seen it on there before. It's like the first, like right before the first of the year, they started putting stuff out pretty strong. And like, just trying to figure out what my options are with it. And like, I know like with Google Ads, my business isn't really a good business for Google Ads. So I was trying to figure out, you know, when I've seen a lot of people that are in my type of business are starting to do the Google Guarantee stuff. So I was just trying to get some information about it.
Yeah, Google Guarantee is the best option there is out there as far as pay-per-lead programming goes. Have you ever done anything like through Angie's or Thumbtack, Porch, House, any of those types of pay-per-lead programs?
Yeah, I have.
And what was your experience?
Fucking horrible, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the honesty because everything that you hate about those type of programs, Google made right with Google Guarantee, because this is the thing, is all of those companies run Google Ads. Okay, so they pay per click, and then they charge you, I'm doing air quotes, per lead, right? But they're not qualifying to call. There's no guarantee that it's even like a real person. They're just passing those leads on. And right?
Kind of a little bit of a background with me, right? So I was on Thumbtack when Thumbtack first came out. I was on Service Magic whenever Service Magic first came out, and then went to Home Advisor, and then from Home Advisor, Angie bought that. So, like, and I had used Angie before, and Angie's list is probably the best one out of all of them, but I mean, it's just, you gotta burn a lot of money, and you can't really, you gotta be more worried about, like, stealing, getting the job than you can even, like, pricing it fairly, because there's so much competition there. Fly-by-night people and people trying to, like, start new businesses, you know?
Yeah. I'm really familiar. I've been doing this for 9 years here with Local Splash. I'm extremely familiar with how those type of programs work. And, I mean, it's a cross between Thumbtack and Angie's that I hear are the best. You know, each has their pluses and minuses, obviously.
Oh, for
but
sure.
Everything that you can't stand about either one of those programs, having to shoot a lead, having to pay for unqualified leads, not even necessarily getting to speak with a human being at times, all that Google made right with Google Guarantee. So the first thing is there's a few qualifications before I jump into, like, pricing and stuff like that, just to make sure that you qualify, because you're listed as within Local Splash as a handyman, but also as a painter. So with handyman, are you like a general contractor handyman, or are you doing, like, actual odds and ends small jobs?
I'm a contractor as well. So, like, basically, like, I do a lot of vast different things. So in the summer, generally, like, I restore log cabins and stuff too. And I do a lot of deck work. Basically I do small jobs, but mainly that's focused towards, like, the time of year that's, like, right now. So, like, most of the time I'm doing bigger jobs that are, like, painting and staining jobs, and then, like, drywall repair, and, like, I finish basements and do bigger jobs as well. So,
okay. So the purpose of me asking that specific question is because Google has categorized Google Guarantee into different verticals. Okay?
Okay.
So for painter, the keywords are specific that they've already pre-selected for you. So you either come up for some of these keywords, all of these keywords. You don't get to add to them, but you would technically qualify for three different categories or verticals. So for painter, it's painting indoors and outdoors, furniture painting, cabinet painting, stair painting, door painting, window painting, gutter painting, wallpaper removal, spray painting. And if you're not offering all of those, that's fine. We can take the ones. Say you're not offering cabinet painting or furniture painting, then we would leave those off. You wouldn't get calls for that. So you qualify under the painting vertical. And then the reason that I asked the question about the handyman versus the general contractor is because handyman is really, truly odds and ends, small jobs. It's assembling furniture, cleaning and installing gutters, installing and repairing drywall, installing and repairing ceiling fans, installing and repairing flooring, installing and repairing tile, install and repair water fixtures, mounting TVs, painting indoors and outdoors. And then for for general contractor, it's like accessory buildings, bathroom remodels, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete. Commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel, renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, and roofing. Again, if you're not offering all of those things, that's fine, but it's collectively, are those the things that you're providing?
Yeah, so like on some of that stuff, yeah, like so like on the painting and stuff, like I would want to do the things that are the most, to make it sound the best sense.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
no,
spray painting, exterior, stuff like that, and then like handyman stuff.
Uh-huh.
Would be like, you know, like the drywall repair, because like that's a lot of that's my bread and butter, because like
uh-huh.
I've been doing this stuff. I'm a third generation painter, so I've been doing drywall work and plaster work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I offer that a lot of people don't is plaster repair. A lot of people don't historically restore plaster.
Mm-hmm.
They just replace it with drywall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I do both of those, but like I don't do concrete work. There's some things that, like that I don't do that are like the contracting aspect of it. But yeah, like, to be honest, like, I'd rather do more painting, stain work, and, like, stuff like that. But, like,
you want to stay away from the general contracting, then?
Well, it, except for, like, the painter part. You know what I'm saying?
The painter part,
I want to do all
of
that.
General contractor. In general contractor,
okay.
It's only, in general contractors where you've got the concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel. So I think handyman
yeah.
and painting is going to be better for you. So
yeah, I think you're right. I don't really have a big crew. It's just me. I'm a one-man show, so.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to take good care of you. So there is no licensing requirement for the state of Kentucky in order for you to be a painter or in order
yeah.
for Google Guarantee. So Google Guarantee
yeah,
is
for a handyman or anything.
Or handyman. But
yeah, most of that runs with the state law requirements, I imagine.
Some of it does. It's funny because they it's Google, so it's their program. They can actually kind of do what they want.
I get it.
Do you have general liability insurance for the company?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
how much do you maintain?
$2 million.
Okay, cool. So do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay. Well, Google's not prejudiced against them. They just ask that we qualify.
They
want
to know.
Yeah. Okay. So then beyond that, do you have a Kentucky State driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And do you also have a United States Social Security?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful. So for all intents and purposes, you would qualify for Google Guarantee, and I always make sure y'all qualify before I go over pricing because I don't want to waste my time or yours if you're not
qualified
right. for it, okay? So with that being said, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable. This goes to get yourself and the company completely Google Guarantee background check. So you mentioned right now you're the only employee, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if you were to have other employees, we can include them on the background check, and there's no additional cost. It's one-time $250 application fee to get the company background check. Once your Google Guarantee approved, which terms and conditions state it could take a max of 4 to 8 weeks for complete Google Guarantee approval, then at that point we would talk about activation budget. So your cost per lead, what you're looking at here, they're relatively close in price. So for the handyman, let me see here. They're not too far off in price. So your zip code is 40216, right?
Yeah, but it's not going to give me just 40216 stuff, right?
No. I just need to have that starting point. No, you get to pick a
Yeah, team. I generally work in the East End and like are closer to the East End of Louisville because like that's where the money's at. Like I live in the blue collar neighborhood.
No.
If anybody can do it, they're gonna do it themselves over there. You know what I mean?
I understand. I understand. Trust me. Okay, so the handyman leads are $50.67 and have a minimum monthly budget requirement or activation budget, if you will, of $661 to give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads. And the painter lead.
A month or what?
Yeah, I'm going to review exactly what that means in just a second. I'm just getting the numbers
okay.
here. The painting leads are $44, and the minimum monthly budget on that is $574. So What happens is if we're going to get you approved, we would go ahead and get you approved for all the verticals that you qualify for. So I would get you qualified as the handyman, the painting, and even the general contracting, just so you have approval for all of them. And then we only turn on the leads and keywords that you want. So we charge a one-time activation budget to begin the leads. We would charge the highest budget of those three, and then the cost per lead would come out of that. So to be perfectly clear with you, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved,
Hold on one second. Okay, that's fine. No, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, you're good.
Okay, you would then pay $661 to get that, to turn the leads on, $661. When the leads come in, if it's a painting lead, it's going to come out of that budget at $44. If it's a handyman lead, it's going to come out of that budget at $50.67.
Okay, so can I just do one or the other? Like, so if I wanted to do just the painting leads instead of the handyman for right now, can I just do the painting leads?
You can, and the painting lead budget is $574. So you can turn on whichever one you want. It's perfectly fine. There's like a $6 difference in cost per lead. That's all there is, okay?
Okay, so they're just a flat lead, period.
Correct. So the way it works is like this. You pay the $250 upfront cost. We go ahead and get you Google Guarantee approved. You go through the application process. Application process is super quick, pretty self-explanatory. You don't have any requirements for licensing, and you already have the general liability insurance. So we're completely good to go on that. Application itself takes like 10 minutes to fill out. You're uploading your social security number, your driver's license, your insurance document, and then we submit that to Google. Once that's submitted to Google, from there, the next thing that happens is we go ahead and begin the background check process and get everything completely Google Guarantee approved. Terms and conditions stay a max of 4 to 8 weeks for that. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. I just have to let you know what the terms and conditions state. Once your Google Guarantee
approved, 4 to 6 weeks before I'll get a lead, basically, is what you're saying?
Before you get approved. Once your Google Guarantee approved, then your name is going to come at the top of that list we talked about.
Yeah.
And your name is going to show right there as a top recommended option with the green check mark next to it. Now, what Google is guaranteeing in those moments is they're guaranteeing that you're a quality service provider. They're guaranteeing that they're backing your work up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client in the event that something ever went wrong.
Gotcha.
That's what the guarantee is. It's to the general public. And then what you're getting in return is qualified lead. Okay?
Right.
So what a qualified lead looks like for you is the client would go to Google. They would punch in, you know, if you're turning on the painting one, so they're looking up indoor painter near me, best painting, whatever they're looking up. They click on your Google Guarantee profile. They take a look at what's there. You're not automatically charged. You're only charged once the call is confirmed and it's considered a qualified lead. So if you get a call, Joshua, and it's sales, solicitation, spam, or robo, that's not qualified. That's an unqualified call.
Okay.
If you were to get a call where it's sales, solicitation, or somebody seeking employment with your company, that is not a qualified call. If somebody calls you and requests estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified call.
Right.
If somebody calls you and requests for you to come out and bid their job and give you estimate, for you to give them estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified call. Now, Google is trying to do a call tracking.
Since we're on the same subject, so I do have a question, though. So what if someone wants me to give them, because I generally do not give estimates over the phone because of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody calls me and wants an estimate over the phone and I can't give them an estimate over the phone, is that considered a qualified call?
Well, because you're going to set an appointment to go out and see them face-to-face.
Okay, I was just making sure. Okay.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
In most cases, I understand what you're saying. You just want to be clear on the technicality.
Yes, exactly, because that's how Service Magic, Home Advisor, and everybody get you.
I understand. Yeah, I'm really familiar. So they actually assign a Google call tracking phone number and record all of those phone calls in order to ensure authenticity of phone call and what's actually happening in that phone call. And then not only do they record all the phone calls, but they have AI listening to each one of those phone calls for those purposes in order to ensure that you're getting the qualified calls. Okay, and then
gotcha.
Like say it was a sales call, somebody seeking employment with your company, you would automatically not be charged for that because that's not a qualified call.
So the AI would pick that up, I guess.
Yes, exactly. But as you know, here at Local Splash, we have call tracking, so you have that available to you through the Local Splash app where you can actually listen to the recorded phone call. So if one slipped through the cracks, you'd be able to have us go ahead and dispute it for you.
Gotcha. Okay. Me, myself, personally, I'm not really a huge fan of the call tracker because it's a different phone number. But that's just because of the simple fact of, like, when someone saves my phone number, like, they save the number. If they save the call tracking app, I mean, that's cool and everything, but, like, it's not actually my real phone number. You know
what
I mean?
Well, you should never have them save the call tracking. The call tracking that Google uses is literally to protect you, and we don't recommend going without it because there's no way for us to dispute calls if we can't listen to the
okay.
call and say, hey, Google, this isn't a qualified call. We have no way to dispute that. You know what I mean? But
I understand
what you're saying. So what we always
yeah.
recommend, though, is that as soon as you get them on the phone, you go ahead and give them your personal business line. That way, any and all conversation and discussion beyond that initial phone call is done privately, and that's between y'all.
Okay.
Okay?
That makes more sense.
So it's just for that
yeah.
initial call to make sure that it's qualified or unqualified is the only reason. And it's to protect you. So people can't just call, like your competitors can't just call through and basically like click through your budget because we're able to track it all. You see what I'm saying?
Guys,
okay.
yeah. So another thing, so I know you're saying like, so is that, you were saying that budget, the $600, I think you said $650 for painting or whatever. So
yeah,
is that paid in advance?
Yes, it is. It's paid up front in order to turn the leads on. That's a great question. That's the next part I was going to get into. So once your Google Guarantee approved, the budget will automatically charge within 3 days unless you say, hey, make sure, you know, I don't want to start budget until this date or make sure you call me X, Y, or Z. We can turn the leads on when you're ready. So once the leads are cut on, what happens is they're going to come to you at approximately 3 leads a week. You are in complete control and have the ability to increase or decrease lead flow. So, for example, you're a one-man band. So
yes.
when you take, say you take on a lead and you go ahead and secure the job, and now you know that you're going to be busy for 2-3 weeks, you're not even going to be able to take on any more phone calls. You would call in and pause the lead.
Okay.
Where you pause the lead...
It's just like Angie's List as far as that stuff goes, as you can pause them and unpause them. And there isn't no requirement of anything? Or
it's different. So you can pause or unpause it. Never comes automatically unpaused. It always stays paused until you unpause it. There's no monthly requirement. So, for example, if you pause
okay.
the campaign and it has $500 left in it, you pause it for 72 days, that budget continues to roll over as long as the leads are paused.
Okay.
Okay, so the budget for Google
yeah.
Guarantee is separate than the budget that you already are spending with Local Splash.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay.
And you're in control of it. So if you want 2 or 3 leads in a week, you could take 2 or 3 leads in a week. If you want 5-6 leads in a week, say they're smaller jobs, you can take 5-6 leads in a week. But if you need to slow the leads down because you're taking your family on vacation, you have the ability to do that as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. I'm probably not going to be able to do it right this minute, but I'm definitely, like, that's the reason why I was calling and inquiring about it is because I'm getting ready to make some changes in my company as well. So
mm-hmm.
when I do that, that's when I'm going to be ready to do all this. Because right now, I'm in the slowest time of my period. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my gears turning of what directions I'm going to go and all that. That's the reason why I was calling and inquiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can swing the $250 application fee, if you have the ability just to swing that, I would recommend getting that going because, like I said, the application takes about two months to completely process and get moving forward. And then once we can put a note in there that you don't want to activate right away automatically, that you want to be called before activating the budget. But that way you're completely Google Guarantee approved, so when you're ready to crank the leads on, you're already approved. You don't have to wait for the approval process.
So I can make the payment to start the process and then do the process from there?
Exactly.
So I don't have to pay it all up front.
You don't. You just pay the $250 application fee is the only thing that's doing to get it going.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Right now, it's pretty tight right now.
I understand. And that's why I'm always clear about that. And I can let them know that you're not really looking to activate right away as soon as before activation that you want to be called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'll probably do it Friday. Because tomorrow I'm getting a draw off a job and some other stuff and they're making it easier on me. So you want me to just call you back or can you text me or send me an email of your information?
Yeah, of course. I'm here at Local Splash, so I can send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. I'll be the lead on this portion of the account. You can contact me anytime you're ready. I can set a call to call you back tomorrow morning, too.
Yeah, just send me your information, and I'll get a hold of you, because I don't know what time tomorrow, and it might end up pushing into, like, Saturday, or may have to call you Monday. Just depending on what time I get done, because I got to unload a bunch of tools and clean up a bunch of stuff tomorrow.
And I'm going to be out of town on Monday. So if anything, it would be Tuesday, but you can send me a text. I just texted you the direct extension line. You can call, you can text me back in, whichever's best for you, okay?
Okay, definitely. That sounds good. I definitely probably going to at least do the application process, even if I don't decide to go ahead and kick it off and start it, like, as soon as I get approved, just because it's something that I want to do, just because it's the way that they've changed that now. It's like you almost don't have an option because of the Google guarantee, the way that it's the way they laid it out. I mean, it was smart.
Yeah, it is smart. And it sets you apart from your competitors, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't care who you are, whether you run a business that has a huge, like, because, I mean, I got good reviews. You can look at all my reviews and tell I got good reviews and stuff. But, like, I mean, you still need new business that comes in on a regular basis. And it's hard to do that through just any type of regular marketing. And most people don't pay attention to anything that comes in the mail anymore. So
it's true. It's so true. Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I looked at something in the mail.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know,
my dad runs a business, runs a similar handyman painting business in Florida, and like he still uses like Valpak and stuff, and he complains about that stuff on a regular. You know, he complains about it on a regular basis because, you know, it's like $2,000 to $3,000 at one time, and you're just hoping it comes back, and sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it don't.
Right. All right, well, I hope to hear back from you tomorrow. I've got everything set up for you. I sent it over. I'll also go ahead and send it over via email as well, okay?
Oh, all the information?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.